we even found it, but Rome wasn't as unfamiliar to him as it was to me. As soon as Barbie's transition had started, he'd known exactly where to go. We were miles from the center of Rome now, a small graveyard in a shabby neighborhood that boasted nothing but poorly kept apartment buildings and drugstores that looked like they saw more robberies than actual customers. "Let's go." Torin headed towards the double doors, reaching up and tearing away the chain and padlock we'd put on it. "Shit!" I jumped out of the way as he tossed the heavy mass of metal over his shoulder, nearly nailing me in my own fucking shoulder. "Watch it," I cursed. "What if she's not awake? We might need that when we leave."
"We won't," he said, sniffing the air. "She's awake."
We stepped into the dark entrance, and I paused, staring across the narrow space to the tomb at its center. The lid was made of pure concrete. The image of a fallen woman draped in fabric was chiseled into the top of it. I stepped up next to the stone monument and swept my hand down the face of it, clearing away cobwebs. "Grab that side," I said, reaching for the corner as Torin did the same on the opposite side. He pushed as I pulled, and together we managed to move the top of the lid until it slid to the side completely and there was nothing left but a naturally wooden coffin inside the stone tomb. I didn't ask where he'd gotten such a thing or why we needed it. Just staring at it now made my skin crawl. Imagining that Barbie had been locked inside for 14 fucking days, suffice it to say, it was probably a large part of why I hadn't been sleeping lately. The lid creaked as Torin reached for it and pulled the bottom part of the coffin open. My mouth dropped. The inside was ruined, the velvet interior shredded. There were holes punched in the sides, long claw marks marring the wood. I felt sick to my fucking stomach. I took a step back and swallowed against the acidic taste in my mouth. But Barbie? She looked unchanged. At least, she did until her eyes opened. Blonde lashes lifted, and my breath caught in my chest as a pair of wickedly blue eyes settled on the space in front of her. It was as if she were there, and she wasn't, because this creature was something new. She was alive, somewhat. But there was an odd eeriness to her movements. Her eyes tracked nothing but darted around. Her fingers curled around the edges of the ruined coffin as she leveraged herself up. It was then that I realized she resembled Torin now, in a way. Her skin was different, clearer. There was no hint of human flaw. It was her, and yet it wasn't.
When going through the transition, new vampires tend to destroy their surroundings, Torin said as he reached forward to help her out.
I jumped into action as well, reaching for her at the same time. Her eyes flashed red for a brief second, and I dropped her hand. Jesus fucking Christ! Was this really the same girl? What the fuck had we done? What had I let him do to her? The red glow settled in her eyes and stayed, burning at a low volume as if she were a flame about to go out.
Barbie?
Torin frowned. She blinked, lifting soft white fingers to her mouth as she parted her lips. My eyes widened when two sharp fangs descended from her gums. Torin took a step towards her, blocking me out as he shifted to cover her front. He said something in a low voice, and I was too distracted by her movements to focus on his words. Barbie had been graceful before, strong and sure in her actions. But this was different. She was different. Now she moved as if she were floating, as if each and every step and twitch of her fingers was thoughtlessly balletic, reckless beauty. Her head turned and she looked over Torin's shoulder, straight at me. My mouth was dry, but I licked my lips, preparing to speak.
"You look..."
My words trailed off again. I couldn't say it. I couldn't seem to string more than two fucking words together. What the fuck was wrong with me?
"Beautiful,"